Hey, what's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. In this video, I have more exceptional video footage to share with you guys of the recent Ring of Fire. This is some awesome video footage that I just received here in the last 24 hours. Also, you're going to see some very rare video footage sent in by an Arizona man that saw something winged in the sky that wasn't an airplane, looked like a planet or some sort of diamond in the sky. That's how he described it. Very cool observation made from Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, of what looks like a winged planet in the early morning sky. Starting off over here at the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was sent in by Devin out of Utah of the recent Ring of Fire eclipse, and that was what it looked like from Utah. Thank you, Devin. Really appreciate that. And I'd like to give a big shout out to Anthony Nicoletta, the newest Blue Star member. If you guys would be interested in becoming a Blue Star member, you can find the links down below to do so in the description box, and I also posted a link in the comment section of this video. Checking in on the GOES X-ray flux over here at the Space Weather Prediction Center. All quiet in the last 24 hours. Here's looking at the Earth-facing side of the sun. Video footage sent in by Scott out of Shelton, Connecticut. From just over 24 hours ago, you can see some large active regions and sunspots on the Earth-facing side of the sun. Excellent video, once again, sent in by Scott out of Shelton, Connecticut, who has an incredible setup here. He can zoom right in on these sunspots and active regions through the clouds, obviously from the ground in Shelton, Connecticut. Look at that. He is right up on top of that active region on the Earth-facing side of the sun. Another excellent video sent in by Scott out of Shelton, Connecticut. Looking at the Schumann Resonance, all quiet in the last 24 hours. Hopping over to the Yellowstone Supervolcano Caldera, looking at the seismographs that monitor the mighty supervolcano, looking at some earthquake activity at the northeast entrance. Also at Mammoth Vault. Other than that, pretty quiet at the Supervolcano Caldera. Want to share with you guys some more exceptional video footage sent in of the recent Ring of Fire. Here's a video by Dwayne out of the Four Corners region. This is where New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado and Utah meet. They were in the middle of the path of totality, and they sent in this awesome video of totality from October 14th of 2023. Just an amazing view of the Ring of Fire. Visible once again from the Four Corners region out here in the southwestern United States. Just a spectacular view. You do not see this very often. This is rare, and there's going to be another eclipse, a total eclipse, coming up in April of 2024, also visible from this same location and through West Central Texas. So we'll be looking forward to that eclipse here in about 6 months in April of 2024. Going to Goliad, Texas, Mary Burns, another view, an exceptional view of the total eclipse, creating a ring of fire visible from Texas, and they were in the path of totality. And as you can see, the clouds were creating just enough of a solar filter to block out the very intense sunlight, revealing the spectacular eclipse visible from their location in Goliad, Texas, as they were right in the middle of the path of totality. Spectacular video once again by Mary Burns, who observed the total eclipse, the Ring of Fire. Isn't that cool? That is definitely not something you see every day. Christine Brooks, another photo of the eclipse. It's like a big horseshoe in the sky. She was probably in the 85% range. Lily, not sure of the location, but there's the eclipse in the reflection. She too was probably in the 80, maybe 85% range. Jess out of San Diego sent in this awesome photo of the eclipse visible from Southern California, and that's what it looked like from his location in San Diego. Here's another view sent in by Jess out of Southern California. Great job, guys. Really appreciate all the photos and videos of the awesome total eclipse. Once again, we have another one coming up here in April of 2024. I want to take you guys now to the skies of Arizona. This was spotted from Phoenix, Arizona. It has narration. The video footage was taken by King Gino just about 48 hours ago around 5 o'clock in the morning, and this is what he saw in the sky from Phoenix, Arizona. Here we go.
Look at this footage. Look like a star, right? When you zoom in, see those wings? Oh, yeah. That's not a star, folks. That's not a star. And those wings look just like that. It's not my phone.
He said that wasn't his phone.
Yep, just another one. Just another one to show y'all. It's still here, but that's the whole. That's the land. That's that object in the sky. And this is out in Phoenix, Arizona. Because I forgot to put in the last video. Look, it's still there. Look like a diamond with wings.
Again, he was able to see this without zooming in on his camera. This was not a digital artifact, some sort of a processing anomaly from the camera. He was able to see those wings in the sky on what he was describing as a diamond in the sky. He said this wasn't an ordinary star, more like a planet with wings visible from the ground, and he didn't even have to zoom in. He obviously zoomed in for video presentation purposes. He sent in two videos. This was video number one, and this was video number two, taken just a few minutes after video number one. But that's what he saw in the sky out here in Phoenix, Arizona at 5 o'clock in the morning. I believe it was around 5:09 a.m. on the morning of October 16th of 2023, describing what looked like a winged planet visible from Phoenix, Arizona. Incredible video by King Gino. Thanks for the photos and videos, guys. Keep them coming. If you guys have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. If you guys have any videos you'd like to share that are too large to attach to the email, come over here to the homepage of the website. You can always find a link down below in the description box. Look for this red banner that says, "Have a large video." It's a Dropbox. Drag and drop your video into the Dropbox. Please include your first name, date, and location, and I'll take it from there. Thanks for watching. Have a super day, and be safe out there.